New state laws changing water-related fines and regulations are afoot, and Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors supports them, but not unanimously. The scope of water use regulation was debated at the May 21st Supervisors meeting as the board considered letters of support for two state bills. Assembly Bill 460 would significantly increase penalties and allow the state's Water Resources Control Board to issue interim relief orders on water use when it believes violations have occurred. A second bill, AB 1337, would strike water regulation exemptions for users whose water rights predate 1914. The argument in favor of AB 460 portrays it as a valid response to illegal water use, but Board Chair Rex Bone questioned the bill's legal conditions and said the county's agricultural operators are against it.
I can't support it in any way because basically the Farm Bureau opposes it. My dairymen this weekend, we talked about it, they're pretty much opposed to it. We're doing a pretty good job of driving agriculture out of California, and we put more regulations on their water. And I don't know if giving the power to the State Water Board without constitutional references or anything else is probably the best way to go. So I've got to oppose it just because our, as I said earlier, once we were the number one agricultural county in the state, and we still do pretty good with our dairy. We're number one in organic beef, and none of our farmers and dairymen actually see any benefit. Actually, they see quite a negative to this. It's reactionary.
AB 460's expansion of fines would raise them from $500 a day to $1,500, and violators of interim relief orders would face a $10,000 a day penalty. Supervisor Steve Madrone, who sponsored the letters along with Supervisor Natalie Arroyo, said higher penalties are necessary.
In fact, last year and in several years in the recent drought periods, there were water diverters that diverted and just took the fines because the fines were so small, they really had no effect on actually protecting that water for our endangered species, our fishermen and others that are also part of our economy. And so really this one is just simply that, trying to raise those fees to the point where it actually has an impact and tries to keep people working within their existing rights.
During a public comment period, representatives of Caltrout, Trout Unlimited, and Friends of the Eel River vouched for AB 460's enhancement of water board authority, as said here by Alicia Heyman, Friends of the Eel's executive director.
AB 460, it gives the water board stronger authority to stop illegal diversions, as well as the ability to increase penalties for water rights violations. You know, this is really important because, like a couple people have already said, the Water Board currently lacks the necessary tools to really meaningfully enforce our water rights regulations. And, you know, it just kind of makes me wonder, like, why make people comply with regulations if the violators are just going to continue, you know, breaking the law because they face such minimal penalties. So I appreciate the staff recommendation to provide a letter of support for this bill, and I highly encourage your board to follow that recommendation.
Responding to Bone's statements about the agriculture industry's opposition, Craig Tucker, a consultant for the Karuk tribe, said this is the second straight year of salmon fishing closures, and the Water Board, quote, needs more power to keep water in our rivers. Supervisors approved the letter of support, with Bone and Supervisor Michelle Bushnell voting against. Bushnell had said AB 460's scope goes beyond increasing fines, and its administrative remedies lack what she described as due process. The letter of support for the second bill was also approved with the same split voting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.